This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is a windy Wednesday. I mean, the guy before us, by the way, can't even make him up. In the spring, day after day, he's like, oh, God, I'm so sick of the wind. I'm so sick of the wind. And then as winging as Wednesday today, Carter's was, Dave. Man, I love that wind. he's a bit fickle with his concepts. Chad Hartman, Dave Ergen, Newstalk 830 WCCO. I was wrong. I expected a feisty debate last night, in particular J.D. Vance going at Tim Walz, going at him on George Floyd, other laws in the state, what's going on with your changing position on your military record, what's going on with your answer actually to me. That story broke just as we were finishing up. That K-File guy, man, he must go through everything here. Stunning how voluminous he must be in going through records. We'll get to that later. But none of that happened last night. It was civil. It was respectful. It was deferential. It was, you could almost say, wonky. Did you like it? 651-461-9226. It was pre-Donald Trump debate. I've said this over and over again. Nobody has stirred up the discourse more than Trump, but to say he started it or is the only one is wrong. But he never stops. Ever stops. Last night, to me, the clear-cut winner was J.D. Vance. To me, the election changed zero last night. So we're going to get to all those things, but I really want to stay with the discourse, the respect. It was cordial. And a debate with Trump, that just isn't possible. He sets the tone. He's the story in the debate. And maybe he did some of that, Dave, in the first presidential debate when Joe Biden was drowning. When Joe Biden just was not functioning and was further exposed as someone who's cognitively shouldn't be running for the job. And I'm on record. I'm not sure he's cognitively up for the presidential job right now. Texters, what did you think? And you can call also 651-461-9226, because the reaction to the civility, I would say, through a lot, whether it's straight stories, media analysis, public commenting, is more pro the civility. But Dave, I also saw some people saying dull, boring, not what I wanted. What do you think? And what does the public think? Let me know. 651-461-9226. And I'll also add, if Tim Walz wasn't the governor of the state, would we be leading with this? No. No. Because the vice presidential debate rarely matters. And even though I thought Vance won it, the Walz was clearly nervous, clearly unsettled, but improved as the debate went along. And he also had topics that were right in his wheelhouse. Abortion, the ACA, the 2020 elections. Issues that were much more favorable to him than J.D. Vance, to be honest. Dave, what did you think about the civility last night?
It's what it should be. It should be discourse. It should be exchanging ideas. It should be two guys that, or gals, or one of each, whatever, that disagree, but can do so without a lot of name calling, without being jerks to each other. And that was, I thought, tremendous.
I enjoyed it. I did. I want more of that. excuse me. Anybody listen to me long enough knows I want more respect. I want more of the middle. I don't want soft in the sense of you aren't strong in your positions, but you can be strong in your positions and also listen to others who are strong in their positions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what we had. I think we had two people that were, they were going at each other. They were going at, you know, the running mates on their ideas, on their plans, saying, no, this is garbage. This won't work. This is why my plan is better. This is why your plan is trash. But they weren't being jerks about it, like I said. They were being civil. And, you know, it's a debate. It's not WWE.
Among the texts, and plenty coming in, 651-461-9226. They should run together. Better option than we currently have. Traditional Republicans would want J.D. Vance over Donald Trump. MAGA would not want J.D. Vance over Donald Trump, correct?
Yes.
They still love the guy.
Yes.
Would Democrats rather have Tim Walz than Kamala Harris? I'm not convinced. You know, another bar which needs to be cleared in the VP debate is, can you see that person as the president? It was Alyssa Farah Griffin, or Griffith, I think it is, former Trump communications. I'm trying to remember. She's head of communications team. I forget her exact title, but she's on CNN a lot. And I retweeted it. And she said about Vance, one of Vance's greatest skills is his chameleon qualities. Because when he wants to be a far right flamethrower, which is making up bleep, insulting comments towards women. Oh, he's capable of that, right, Dave? He's demonstrated that.
He's proven over the last few weeks.
Oh, my gosh. And it turns out he's proven it over the last few years with a lot of reporting on it. But last night, when he came off as respectful, intelligent, empathetic, presidential, I thought he did that.
Yes. Who went into it, into the debate, thinking Walz would tell the story about his 17-year-old being near a shooting, and Vance, I mean, 100% believable coming back with Tim. I'm so sorry to hear that. Christ of mercy.
I thought that was a great touch by J.D. Vance, and you're right, and we're just judging it. I believed him. I believe him. For Walz, maybe it's just me. You know, I said well before the VP stuff started happening, and I never thought he'd be VP early on, that I thought he was positioning himself for 2028. And a lot of my political friends in town were scoffing at me. But I'd be 100% lying if I ever thought he'd be in the VP mix with Harris until it was late down the line. So maybe we're so used to him. Do you think, to most Democrats last night, Dave Harrigan, that Tim Walz cleared the bar where if God forbid something happened to, if she wins, President Harris, that Tim Walz can step into that role. Did that happen last night for most Democrats?
For Democrats, yes. For independents, not sold.
Yeah, that's probably, I agree with that. I think just because he was so unsteady early, and we'll get to the Tiananmen Square answer after the break here, which was just awful. I don't know, maybe it's so new to them also. Vance has been out there. I mean, I'll say this, and it's media talk, but it was proven correct, and we talked about it a bunch yesterday. J.D. Vance has made himself available a lot in interviews, a lot. National interviews, interviews in the town, in the towns where he's campaigning, on the Sunday shows, on CNN, on Fox, don't think MSNBC, but I don't know. Donald Trump, again last night, bizarre as ever. I mean, it was lost how bizarre he was last night. Including just insulting comments. I mean, let's not forget this. When he was reminded about how Iran did response, at Iran's response after Soleimani was killed. And it was the response which caused traumatic brain injury to dozens of military members at that military site. And did you see what he said? He goes, oh, you mean the headaches?
Yeah.
That's your guy.
The headaches.
The headache. Traumatic brain injuries. Think about that.
Yeah.
And Trump is just dismissing it. Oh, you mean the headaches?
Yeah.
That's like just gross.
Couple Tylenol will be fine.
Just gross. And it's all because he wants to act like nothing ever happened under his watch. And then just, again, if you wonder what he thinks of the military, that's another example. All right, we've laid out a lot, and there's a lot of text coming in. Did you enjoy the civility? And when you watched last night, did you see two individuals who could be president of the United States? And let's add, from a texter, would you rather if those two were on top of the ticket? A lot of texts. If you want to add a phone call or two, that's fine. Love it. Greatly appreciate it. Hey, we're 100 today. We're going to get to that and have some fun with that. What? I mean, for this station, it truly is, no exaggerating, a remarkable day. 100 years ago, this radio station started. Amazing. So we'll get to that and have some fun with that later in the show. Text or call 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So that's Governor Tim Walz answering a follow-up from Margaret Brennan. A gentleman by the name of Andy Kaczynski. He is in charge of K-File for CNN. Just as our show was finishing, and part of what Kaczynski does is he is just meticulous and overwhelming in his research on candidates, on politicians, on what they may and may not have said. And he found an interview where I am interviewing Tim Walz in 2019, I'd love to say I remember this interview succinctly and directly, Dave. I'd be lying. And I'm kind of curious what led up to it, but I ask him, when were you in China? And obviously the Walz China coverage has been prominent ever since the VP conversation came up. It wasn't at that time. So anybody said it was well known or well discussed in town, it just was not. And when he answers to me, Dave, he says, well, I was in Hong Kong when the Tiananmen Square protests were taking place. That's individuals. The one individual, right, standing in front of that tank. Just a stunning, indelible day. And if you're in Hong Kong, Dave, you know the day, right? You're not getting that confused. And now he what is he saying? I'm a knucklehead. He talked about his, when he was first asked a question, he talked about growing up in Nebraska and going over there and setting up programs. I don't want to belabor this. I don't think it's a story for too many more days. Is it raised a little bit more on the show because I was the one to ask a question? Yeah, sure. But why? Why are you exaggerating about that, Dave Fergan, when you're the governor of the state and you're interviewed on this station, rather prominent radio station, and you're saying you were in Hong Kong when the Tiananmen Square protests happened and when first a right-leaning site and then NPR and others have confirmed, no, it was later in the summer. Dave, 100%, you would know if you've traveled to China and Hong Kong a number of times, if you were in Hong Kong for the Tiananmen Square protests. Is there any doubt about it?
No, there is no doubt. Do you ever have that guy growing up or in college, friend that would embellish everything? That would make themselves the hero of every story. That would, perhaps, you'd be sitting at a party. They'd tell you a story. They'd leave the room and you look around to your other friends. I mean, I still like the guy, but can you believe that? He's rapidly turning into that person. Between the IVF discrepancy, between other, yeah. It's just, come on.
Well, you're having a little bit of fun with it, and I get it. I think there are Republicans who can say, wait a second. If you're going at our guy for lying, and Donald Trump is an incessant, unparalleled liar. He just is. Again, you don't have to agree with me. That's just my opinion. And I'm not suggesting Tim Walz is in his league in any way. But if you're going to say, how can you trust the other guy and you're lying about these things, which, I mean, just say it was IUI when you had your children. Don't say it's IVF.
Yes.
Just say you've traveled to China, not 30 times, certainly I was 15, and say, wow, I watched that, I remember that, and then a couple months later I was in Hong Kong after Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, my point
not
is
that
not,
tough.
Not that he's not lying, not so making a light of it. It's just that, the lies aren't to the level perhaps of Donald Trump lies, but it's still a guy that, I mean, it's kind of annoying. It's kind of annoying.
Right? I agree. More text. J.D. Vance for president. He's awesome, very well spoken. It was a breath of fresh air, talking about the civility. If Trump could talk like Vance, he'd win for sure. Carter made that point last night when we were on. For me, Dave, Trump doesn't win the nomination in 2016 unless he's Donald Trump. Do you agree with me?
Yes. Him being Donald Trump is what, the whole personality gave him not only the presidency, but the Republican Party.
Yep. They acted like adults. Somebody talking about Walls and the notes. What was he constantly writing down with those notes? Because it didn't look like he was referring back to him, did he? But he was, man, can we get those notes? What was going on in those notes?
Probably getting his pizza order straight for later.
Yes. When it comes down to substantial facts, and I'm reading all your texts here, and actually putting forth multiple points that made sense, Governor Walz won hands down. He didn't keep going back to two things like Vance. Anyone saying otherwise? Just going on for the performance for Vance, proving people only judge performance rather than substance.
That's true.
Do you think that's all it was?
I think 90% of the people watching, they determine who won based on who looked and sounded the best.
There is a lot of presentation, right? But there are sometimes presentation can mean fluff and there's no substance. I don't think J.D. Vance looked like he was thin and intellectually insufficient compared to Tim Walz. Did you?
No. No, I thought he did very well. I mean, Vance was very solid until the very end, until the election 2020 election question.
Okay, so let's finish on that. We're getting so many texts, and I massively appreciate it. Again, I've made it clear, was on the air when that all was happening. That was an insurrection, indefensible for what Donald Trump did, what he didn't do, sitting and watching it, loving it, all the lies. Now, if he wanted to go to court 62 times, fine. But he lost. He lost, he lost, he lost. Okay. And he won't even admit it now. Vance has no choice. He's lying. He's 1,000% lying, and he knows it. Because Joe Biden won. That's separate from whether you think Joe Biden is a good president. He has no choice because there's one person he has as his primary audience, Dave. And he has to lie again to that guy. So is anybody surprised by if you're surprised by what Vance said last night, I don't understand. He's lying because Donald Trump will not accept that he got his butt kicked. Are people really surprised about that last night?
No, I don't think surprised, but still disappointed.
Yep, I think that's fair. Rena surprises us and never disappoints us. Rena's next. At what point, Rena Sargentopoulos, should all of us expect your present to show up?
Presence for what?
Dave? Does that insult you a little bit?
A little bit. More than a little bit, frankly. We're all celebrating here. It's the biggest day in the history of WCCO radio, and she doesn't care.
The radio station, yeah, which is, you know, you've hosted multiple shows on this station.
Yeah.
You're now a benchmark on the ninth best weekday show, and we turn 100 today. This is our 100th birthday.
I thought we already celebrated this. Like, wasn't this like during the state fair or something? Or
wow. Dave, I mean, remember we were talking about civility before?
And
last night's debate? Didn't we celebrate this? We're having a big party, by the way. October.
Where's my invitation?
I'm not in charge of invitations. That's Brad Lane. It's Bradley.
Well, he doesn't like me very much.
October 21st. It's a Monday. Yeah, we're saving money. I mean, can you blame us if it's a Monday? If you're having a big party and it's on a Monday, you're saving money, right? Isn't that automatic?
Well, that's like the biggest save money day of the week, I think.
I don't think we can deny that. Are you going to rush out now knowing that it is our 100th birthday and I don't know, probably a gift for Dave and a gift for me.
Well, you guys don't look a day over 99, so congratulations.
Wow.
No, I won't be buying gifts.
Dave, my feelings are hurt. Dave, how are you feeling at this point?
My feelings aren't, frankly, very hurt because this is about what I expected. We know how devoted she is to giant station events at Care 11, her primary employer.
That's true.
Why would she care about this?
Yeah.
He gets me. He gets me, Chad.
Yeah. Did you go to the Care 11 celebration event? No.
No, I did not. And it was not for any other reason that I didn't have child care.
Yeah.
Also didn't try to get child care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't have to bring up all the details.
Okay, so let's get to this. How often do you attend your daughter's birthday? I mean, is that most of the time, half the time?
I'm a classic overdoer for my daughter and her birthday. Oh, my God. It's stupid. Like, I have to talk myself down off a ledge.
Can you give us an example of a recent birthday?
I did a birthday at one of those painting places in town. And we had like 22 kids because you have to invite everybody from the class. Mm. And then neighbors and other friends and whatever. And the whole theme was paint, right? So like she had a paint splatter dress and I had a paint splatter sweatshirt and the cake came from our neighbor did it. And she's absolutely amazing, but you know, she's an actual business. So it costs money. And all the little to-go gifts were all paint themed. And yeah, by the time I had Chick-fil-A for like catering, it was so expensive. It was so stupid. I won't do that again, but it was a wake up call for me.
Okay. So do you believe you've seen the error of your ways?
Yeah.
And you're going to correct that?
Yes. Last year we had it just at our house. It was kind of lame. So I'm going to have to up my game a little bit this year, but
yeah. Harrigan, don't you think there's some middle ground from inviting all of Hopkins to the party compared to you're just going to sit there and stare at mom and dad and we're not even getting you cake and we'll mention it for 1 minute and we'll go on with the rest of our day?
Come on, kids, come over. We've got a veggie tray for you.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
How about some broccoli and cauliflower?
Hey, they don't have to eat it plain. They can eat it with ranch.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Yeah, ranch. Oh, my God.
Is there any condiment that you are a fan of?
Yes. Blue cheese, mustard, relish, hot sauce. It's just ketchup and ranch.
Oh, we know you can't handle anything spicy. Please.
Ketchup. Yeah, really spicy. Mayo. Ooh. I guess in Minnesota, mayo is spicy. Oh, my God. It is also National Kale Day. Where do you stand on kale?
I'm anti-kale.
If I go to a salad bar, I will mix it in with the other lettuce, but I don't want it to be too prominent, you know, because it...
Does it make you feel like you're healthier or something?
Yes, I'm trying to delude myself as I then put like 8 pounds of French and blue cheese dressing on there.
Which is a good combo, by the way.
That is a great combo. That is the best combo. Harrigan, remind me where you stand in French and blue cheese dressing.
No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
I saw that coming. Why pay for two dressings when you can have just one?
If you shop at Lund/Byerly's, guess what? They have the French blue cheese combo.
I have seen that. I haven't tried that. I just usually mix them.
You haven't lived your life yet. I mean, it's going to be an eye opener. You're going to wonder what these first 94 years been like, you know, without the French and blue cheese. All right, let's pause. I want to talk about Ariana Grande and then a pilot and pizza. Any comments for Rena? Always appreciate it. Rena's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You check her out on a regular basis on Care 11. She joins us every Wednesday at 12:35. Don't forget, bonus Major Garrett. Major in about 20 here on CCO. Since we're going to talk about CCO turning 100 throughout the show, rightfully so. Dave, you want to go ahead and explain the music theme as we continue our dialogue with our friend Rena?
Well, it's quite simple. This song is Rolling Stones singing 100 years ago, and the theme is 100. We're celebrating.
Yeah. Rena, this is how much I'm celebrating. I forgot we're having a little get-together today, and I'm broadcasting from the Western Suburb Studio. So I can't really talk about, you know, my total buy-in to the party because there's a celebration going on right now, and I'm not even downtown.
Thank goodness you finally came clean. How dare you? How dare you come at me?
Yeah. That's what I do. I deflect. Can I also say there have been 3 white cars parked extraordinarily close to each other near my place for like 4 days. On the street, haven't moved at all. And they're parked so close to each other. Should I have any concern level about what's going on?
I'm trying to think if there's something, if it sounds nefarious or not.
Yeah.
Don't arrogant? Be worried. You should go out, knock on the window.
Arrogant? Yeah. Should I be worried about this at all? Should I call anybody?
I think they're casing the place.
Yeah. Well, it's theirs. By the way, Linda's construction time check is 12:52. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota Made Infinity from Marvin Windows. When are you on the mothership today?
4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, and 6. So you're very busy today. Ariana Grande, Dave sent me this story where she decided to take a lie detector test because people have been questioning if she participated in plastic surgery. So to prove her point that she did not participate in any way, she ended up taking a lie detector test and apparently passed it. Have you ever in your life participated in a lie detector test?
No, but I'd like to.
Would you? Okay, now do you think you would be skilled at passing a lie detector test even if you were lying?
No.
No, you do not.
No.
Harrigan.
No, not at all. Do you?
Dave, you first. Do you think you could pass a lie detector test even if you weren't telling the truth?
No. No, I'd get clammy hands, and they'd know. They wouldn't even need to look at the thing. They'd just say, that guy's full of crap.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think I could. Isn't it just judging?
Mr. Ego.
Of course you do.
I said I think I could. I didn't say guaranteed. The idea is, isn't it just judging how your body is changing? It doesn't definitively have the answers. It's not like it's a game show. It's just a computer that's judging maybe your pulse rate and if your body chemistry is changing, correct? Isn't that the basic premise of a lie detector test?
Well, of course it is. But then your body does things that you don't even know are happening. It's just the nervousness of knowing that you're lying about it. Like, I think only serial killers are able to pass these things. So just take that
Thank you. I mean, I'm celebrating a birthday today, and I was called a serial killer. Harrigan, I thought for sure this was going to be one where you were going to say, of course, I would pass that no problem. It wouldn't be an issue at all.
I don't think quite as highly of myself as you do of yourself, I think.
I'm not exactly bragging about my lying. That is not a good skill to brag about. I'm just saying, can I sit there? I think what I'm saying is I'm an actor. You know, that I'm the Meryl Streep of acting in town. And that if you told me to say I love Donald Trump, I think Donald Trump is the greatest ever, and the Twins are going to win the World Series, I could flatline say it.
Huh. So you're a serial
killer. Can we, Dave Harrigan, with our voluminous budget for this show, can we get a lie detector test to see if I'm living up to the hype?
I think so. I mean, Maury Povich is off the air, so they've got to have a couple lying around. We'd probably get one for cheap.
Oh, please. I'm coming in that day. And I'm asking some questions.
Well, my ex-wife, Kathleen, who you both know, just text me, please, there's no way you could pass a lie detector test. So, pretty much no one on the planet knows me better than Kathleen, so I guess I can't pass the lie detector test. Not good. I mean, for 4 minutes, I thought I could pass the lie detector test, and then I just basically found out, no, I could not. Yeah, exactly. Well, that was fun. I mean, I very briefly convinced myself to do it. A pilot ended up buying, how many pizzas was it again, Harrigan? Was it like 150 pizzas?
It was enough to feed 153 people. It was 30-some pizzas.
For a delayed flight. How great is that, Rena?
That's pretty great.
Right?
That's pretty great. You know what? Every pilot everywhere is now like, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. the bar is now established versus the other captain say, hey, good luck. I'll see you in the plane. We have to go. You want to give us one last happy birthday?
Happy birthday, friends. Enjoy.
Thank you. That's Rena. Check her out.
Okay.
Carol Levin. She didn't mean a single word of that. See you on 11 today, 4, 5, and 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.